that if you cannot, if you cannot pick someone that can sit down with you calmly to deal with a lot of hard topic, very hard topic. Yeah, it says your family was my family. Yeah, what do I need to deal with you? You know,
you chose,
this is your job. You know, this you have to move. Why I need to move with you and so on. Like we refuse to deal like that, and we choose to play as a team, as a couple.
Yes, I think it's very important.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that is what make me realize that is the third quality that I want to mention. That if you cannot, if you cannot pick someone that can sit down with you calmly to deal with a lot of hard topic, very hard topic. Like sometimes you have to talk about like sex together. Sometimes you have to talk about finance together. Sometimes
finance
you have to
and sex is too and
like
kids.
Sometimes you have to talk about kids. Sometimes you have to talk about the plan of this year. Like everybody will want and need different things. And then you have to book that on the table and not compromising, willing to like what is the best for you and me, you know. And that's why I say the first is compatible, and then you have to go through hardship together. These two is really consistent of like, I don't know, it's build up relationship or it's make it stronger, make us bond tighter, or is that something that I never really have with any man in the past, that it make me feel like, oh my god, is the relationship so much easier when you have this kind of thing sorted out?
I think you've never really had a healthy, like, long-term relationship where you really, the person becomes part of your family, part of your life in this case. Because
I mean, my ex-husband is also, I feel he is
no,
my
I mean,
family.
Like, healthy, think, healthy.
Yeah, but I think Ava will, I have to give Ava is one of the big reasons to keep us back as well. You know, kid really.
Yeah.
Make you very hard to stand up and walk away.
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's,
especially
it's
like
if you have kids, it's really hard to just throw them. And
yeah, like, I still remember like the day that I think this is when the moment that me and Joey unspokenly realized, oh shit, we trapped. Really, really, you have that moment. So it was a day that we drive, like we he drive us for 2 days, and we will have 2 day non-stop playing. We go swimming pool, we go park, we go
like a weekend.
Weekend getaway, but we like really play like non-stop from
morning,
Friday until Sunday, right? Okay. So we go everywhere, we eat, we drive, play and
run around,
and then Sunday,
go to the pool.
Sunday when the car was so quiet, and in the car, like Ava say, "Mommy, can you open the song that I like to listen with you," which is older. So the song basically says like, when I was young, I hear my parents fight all the time. And back then, I don't understand. Now I grow up, I realize like, the older I get, the more I understand. Sometimes to love someone, you have to let someone go.
Yes.
Right? So that's the lyric of the song. You can find that on YouTube. It's called Older. And then she liked that song because she told me like, you know, when I was a kid, Ma, you and Appa always fight. Appa was just my ex. They're like, yeah, I remember. I said, now I understand. So, of course, she only 7 years old. I don't know how much she really understands.
What does she understand?
Yeah, but I respect what she's sharing. It means I don't judge her what she's sharing. As a mom, I like, oh, okay, what was that? I say, I think I love you and Joey together more than you and Appa. Because every time you and Appa fighting, I will feel very stressed.
Yes.
Right? And she say, like, you and Joey always hold hands. You always kissing each other. You always hug
loving
each other. You always hug me. And we in the car and we sing song together.
And
you
peaceful.
Know? You know, she say like she liked this more. And me and Joey were silent. Like we both were like,
shit.
Like we at that moment we realized we trapped.
You're unit now.
We speechless. Like
speechless.
Speechless. Like
you're
we
the team now, whether you like it or not.
And then we turn back. She fall to sleep. And we like she falls asleep after she say that sentence because she was so tired.
So so tired.
Because she played so much.
She played for many days, right?
It was a good tired.
But for me and Joey, that's why I still remember. He take his hand and he come to my hand and he hold my hand. But I can feel the shaking and the sweat in his hand.
The realization of the bomb.
Yeah, and I think we both get hit at that moment at the same understanding that we look at each other eyes like,
this is it.
We trap. It's mean like now we have to work so hard to don't have broken this person.
Yeah.
Not us anymore. Right? Because we was just introduced, you know, make friends. We try to
get along.
Like we actually try to just make Ava get used to Joey. We not even show her like, oh, this is going to be a serious relationship. Because we book the baby above of us. Joey book Ava above of us. I book Ava above of us. And I think the baby also the one of the reason that when we go to the heart, like harsh with each other, and we go out from the room, we have to look at each other eyes and like
later
we have to make it work.
Yeah.
Because Ava look up to us right now, and for her we are the world for her. You know, she see us hold hands, she see us kissing. Is that worth of the fight? Are we continue this fight? Is that worth it? You know, so I tell you, it's like a lot of contribution. Because I think if without Ava, I would...
Like there's no extra glue.
No, yeah. I think me, or even for Joey, I think he will leave. He will easier leave me.
Easier
leave me than try to be patient and understand me as well. Because we both so different.
Yeah, different, very different.
Very different that impossible for someone to even think like, I'm sure with Dennis, she married the opposite of
Shiana. I don't know how I stay with him. I don't know how he stays with me, to be frank. We have no kids now, but still. Oh, it's my sister. You missed the beginning. You should go back to the beginning. We call, oh, this is my sister, by the way. We call Gertz surprisingly, and then made him answer some questions on speakerphone. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Back to your story.
Yep. So I think that's it, actually. That's it for the high value partner that we've been sharing for both our lovely partner and us.
It was fun. I agree. It was fun.
I know. I don't know why suddenly last minute.
It was a great idea.
Yeah.
It was a great idea. And I love that we went with it.
Yeah. It's just a 2-second idea. And it's so rarely to see Anne do something spontaneous.
Suddenly got idea. She got infected by the Sagittarius germs.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, she's the Sagittarius germs.
I have many behind in my house right now.
Yeah, she's going to get some consultation from my husband.
I need that. Some advice
on how to deal with unpredictable, unstable, crazy Sagittarius in the house, day in and day out. 24/7, 24 hours a day.
I can't imagine, like, you have one and now you have two in the house. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I just want to chase both of them out of my house.
What I say is that Ava is easier because Ava is young. So you're still the mom, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, she's still sort of like under your control at her age.
Yeah.
But it's different for Joey because Joey is a grown ass man.
Yeah. No, and when he do things, that Ava will follow him. I have to give a look like, are you serious?
Oh, sorry, mommy, don't love. Sorry, I stop.
Like, sometimes they do things like in front of me. I'm like,
then
are you both serious right now? Like, you both...
Do you want to be slapped?
Together?
Do you want to be chokehold?
Together?
I can do one arm each. Together. Oh, but you know what's something I wanted to add about after you said about you and Joey being that moment of realization, right?
Yeah,
but you know what's
trapped.
The best thing?
What?
Is that now you have reinvented the model of a healthy relationship for Ava.
Yeah.
Because previously she didn't have the model. And now she has. I think this is the same for my parents. Because they are so different. But because of us, every time my parents argue or had like a disagreement, they always move out of the room. They will never argue in front of us.
Mm.
You can see, last time when I was young, obviously I don't know. But now I'm older, I think about it. They'll just look at each other. Then they will just, okay, y'all wait here. Then they'll go outside the room or go back into their room, whichever. And then they will talk about it. And then they will come to a conclusion, and then they will come up. So I think this is where I learned a model of a healthy relationship from. And congratulations, Ava now has a model of a healthy relationship. I'm not sure whether it's healthy or not because like
Joey they both look like a joker for me.
No,
I don't know.
Joey and Anne, like half the time you listen to them talk, you're like, are they fighting or what?
But Ava always protect him, you see.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like this is. I mean, it's natural to want to protect the weaker person. It's like there's a predator in the house, like predator. Obviously, if the person is being cornered, right, then you have to try to help the. It's natural to try to help the weaker person. It's just like the reason why Joey tried to help Ava because there's the predator is coming after Ava, and Joey's like, okay, let me try to do what I can do. Okay, I think that's it for tonight.
Yeah,
thanks so much for tuning in, and we will see you guys at the haven't yet. You must remember like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah,
our social media channels and podcasts and etc. For those of you guys who are curious about Joey's Q&A with Anne, I watched it already. It's hilarious.
Okay, now the other channel already posted.
Yeah, go to the other channel, which is what's the name of the other
Nile
channel? Yeah. Nile, go there and then you will see 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, they posted already. You just
yeah,
look at it's
your
cartoon face, man. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it for today,
Roshan,
guys.
Roshan, join the end. Go back to the front and see Kurt to answer the question. Okay. Okay, remember, like, share, subscribe. Share and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Anne the Spice.
And I'm Denise and Nice. Bye.